The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
7:13. Good morning. It's Hunter in for Brock for a week and a half. He's out in Montana hiking, looking for Bigfoot. Today, cloudy, few light showers this morning, then clearing this afternoon, high of 73 tonight. Clearing and chilly, low of 48, and tomorrow sunny. Going to be a nice Friday, high of 70. A little cooler near the lake, but all in all, a good day tomorrow. Let's take a look at your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Kendall Jenner, New York Fashion this week is about to honor Kendall Jenner as the fashion icon of the decade. Never mind that when this is this incomplete decade started, Kendall was just a freckled-faced 13-year-old tomboy with a totally different nose. Twitter went berserk, bashing Fashion Week's decision. It's been called a tragic mistake and yet another ding on her reputation. This year, Kendall's been shamed for not tipping at a nightclub. Come on. You got millions. You got plenty of money. You can at least tip a few bucks, for God's sakes. Also for appearing on the offensive Pepsi commercial. Giving Kendall this award is one way to guarantee she shows up to next Friday's event, that's for sure. It's sort of embarrassing that she just picked up a Teen Choice Award for modeling and now this kiss butt honor. Kendall brings over 80 million Instagram followers to next week's award ceremony. Vogue magazine sees Kendall as a fashion icon. Last year, they put her on the coveted September cover and called her the breakout model of her generation. Over the past decade, somebody like Rihanna has stood head and shoulders above Kendall with regards to fashion. Kendall, come on. It is the whole thing about her not tipping at a nightclub. People that don't make any money at all tip well. Come on, Kendall. What are you doing? Come on. So there you go. That's your morning dump. Feel good, don't it?